Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast. This is the next generation of talk. Now, this is The Drive at 5. 30 minutes of nonstop talk with Rich Zeoli.
The crowd in the Bronx is going wild. They're all fired up for President Trump's arrival. And rappers are showing up. And we've been playing clips of black voters who are fired up and Latino voters who are fired up. And AOC is going crazy. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. I saw him on Fox News earlier. He did a great job. I want to welcome to the show Harrison Fields. Harrison Fields is with the Heritage Foundation and Fields Communications, LLC. Harrison, thanks for making the time today in Philadelphia. How you doing?
Hey, Rich. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, man. So this rally's fired up. What's the significance of the Bronx?
Well, it's awesome to see. I mean, Trump is a New Yorker. Everyone knows and loves him in New York. I'm originally a New Yorker, too. It's heartwarming to see the Bronx, especially. It's one of the most cultural areas of the five boroughs. And you're seeing a turnout that, like you said, AOC is going crazy. But a lot of the left must be shaking in their boots because you're seeing black, white, Puerto Rican, Asian. You're seeing the melting pot of America in the Bronx tonight for Donald Trump. And that is huge for our movement. You know, I'm black and Puerto Rican myself, and for the longest time I felt like I was the black sheep of the party. And you look around now in video, it's like we are expanding this tent because the Democrats have just ignored these populations for so long. They look around and they say, wait, we've been voting Democrat for generations, and we haven't got anything from it. So then they see Trump, they remember what it was, low inflation, low interest rates, safer borders, no immigrants clogging their streets and their schools and their rec centers. And they're saying, listen, we're for Trump and we're going to come out and vote.
I love it, man. I love it. And I think, you know, as I've been playing some clips today from people who are in the South Bronx lining up for this rally, a lot of black voters who were saying the Democrat Party has done nothing for us. There was a clip of a woman I played earlier. Maybe you saw it, Harrison. And she said, and they said, you know, Joe Biden said, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. And she said, well, I guess I identify as a white man. I don't know. I don't care. I'm a mom. I care about policy. And that's what I care about. She's a black woman and she's voting for Trump. And this obviously goes against the narrative that the only people that are supporting Trump are a bunch of white supremacist MAGA racists, right?
Right, 100%. And, you know, I'm glad you played that earlier, and I've been seeing that as well. And black women, I think, are actually being underscored when it comes to the polling and what the turnout's going to be for Trump when it comes to black women. A lot of black women, whether they're single moms, married, have children, don't have children, they don't like what's going on. A lot of black women are faith-based as well. So when you tell their kids that their gender can be whatever it is on any given day, when you're teaching them things in schools that they don't want their children to be taught, black moms are coming out in full force. They don't like what's also happening when it comes to crime. Black moms, just like white moms, Hispanic moms, you name it, they want their kids to be safe. And they see exactly what's happening in New York City. The recidivism rate, you know, going back in and out of prison, being let out, it's ridiculous. It's terrible. And like you said earlier, the Democrats are taking advantage of them. They've been doing it since LBJ and, you know, when they had the lock on the Democratic Party and the black vote and the Hispanic vote. They're looking now and they're saying, wait, what have we been doing? We've been throwing our vote to waste, and they've just been taking advantage of it. And you have President Trump, who is the first president, Republican president in my lifetime. I'm, you know, just under 30, but the first president, Republican president, that is actually extending that olive branch. And kudos to President Trump. I had the honor and privilege of working for him. I am proud to be a surrogate today and for this campaign. And the things he's doing are really going to shake this election up. And he is well on his way to be the 47th president of the United States.
Yeah, Harrison Fields is with me. Harrison, I want to play a short little snippet of AOC. She's not happy that Trump is in the Bronx. And it's important to note, AOC is not from the Bronx. She's from a very privileged area just right outside the Bronx. But she pretends like she's, you know, AOC, Sandy from the streets. But of course, she's not. But this is what she said. Take a listen.
Decision to go to Crotona Park.
Right. Well, it's not just a friendlier city. I think he could have even found friendlier boroughs than the Bronx, which, as you noted, has been overwhelmingly supportive of President Biden. I think, as I noted yesterday, this is an attempt to, I think, trick some of our folks here. But I think the Bronx knows better.
Trick people. I mean, talk about an elitist comment that we're going to trick people, that you're so stupid, you're going to get tricked. I mean, why do people put up with this?
They shouldn't. And if you look at any of AOC's town halls, a lot of her constituents are starting to turn their back, whether it's from the right or from the left. That they think AOC is a scam. She's a clown. No one really taking her seriously. And the only trickery that's always been happening is from the Democrats when it comes to what they're doing to these populations. They come around an election year with barbecues and incentives to vote, and nothing comes out of it. The schools are horrible. The potholes still exist. The crime has never really decreased, and nothing has gotten better. Everyone is still in the rent-controlled buildings or the projects in the Bronx or in Queens or in Brooklyn, you name it. There's been no advancement in these communities, and they deserve better.
You got a baby on the way, I see, on your Twitter page. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. We are 22 weeks, and we're very blessed and excited to meet our baby girl.
I have three kids. I've got a 9-year-old, a 7-year-old, and a 4-year-old. And I think about their future in this country. And I'm really happy to see what I'm seeing right now in terms of the support for Trump. And I pray to God he wins, because I'm worried about the direction this country is going for a number of different reasons, but particularly with the kids. And you brought this up earlier with the gender stuff. And, you know, I was happy to hear Trump say that on day one, he's going to undo what Biden did with Title IX. You know, this notion that men can play in women's sports, and men can be in their locker rooms, and men can be in their safe spaces. And it infuriates me. I really worry about the direction this country will go if Biden gets a second term, or whoever the Democrat is, if they swap him out, because our kids do not need this. And there are the people. I think the overwhelming majority is with us on this, Harrison. I really do believe that. And I think you're seeing that it's being reflected. The Democrat Party has gone so woke on these issues. I mean, even James Carville, Bill Maher, they're calling them out for their support of these issues.
Right. You're so right. And it's funny you mentioned this, because this is an issue that doesn't necessarily poll when, you know, the New York Times or Fox or CNN does their polling. But this is definitely on the hearts and minds of a lot of parents. And we were discussing this yesterday in a roundtable, and we're talking about dads. You know, everyone talks about mama bears, but dads are just as important as moms. And we were trying to come up with a phrase. What is it going to be? And I was like, maybe it's dad energy, or, you know, we're girl dads and we're here to protect our girls in sports.
Yep.
Whatever it is. But dads need a permission. Dads, if you're listening, you have the permission since the day your daughter or son was born to protect and defend them at any cost. And that means when it comes to teachers trying to indoctrinate them, trying to inject sexualized content on them. When my daughter is born at the end of September, that is my green light to protect her till the day I die. And I will do that. And other fathers need to be compelled to do that. show up in classrooms, show up at the school boards, show up at town hall meetings, and demand that you will raise your child, not a school.
Ah, bravo. Bravo, my man. I love it. I love everything you just said there. It's so important. Dads have to speak up. And Father's Day is coming up. We have to remember that our job, first and foremost, is to protect our kids. I agree with you 100% on that. And look, there's another point of this, too. AOC said the quiet part out loud about Trump not being able to go to other places because of what they're doing to him by trying to keep him off the playing field with all these trials. And I know, I mean, I talked to a couple weeks ago. I know he'd love to be back in Pennsylvania, and he will be back as soon as he can. But her saying that, two things. Number one, she said what we've all been saying, which is that this trial is designed to keep the former and future president off the playing field. But number two, her argument that Trump would not be going to the South Bronx otherwise is, again, another fallacy. It's the same reason why he went to Wildwood. He may not win New Jersey and he may not win New York, and it doesn't matter because he's still reaching a large audience. And within those swing states, the very same voters, whether they're working class whites or they're working class blacks and working class Hispanics, the same audience is hearing the message. The same audience is showing up at these rallies, even in these blue states, which then is going to translate into votes by those demographics in red states or swing states that we need, I should say. And they're missing that point.
Right. And it goes to show you President Trump's love of country, love of the community and city that he once came from. And it goes to show that he is brave enough to go into these communities. You know, there's a massive risk in Trump going to the South Bronx and letting thousands of people in an open park. You don't know what you're going to get, but he said it's worth the risk if that means me extending a hand out and letting them know what I want to do for them and their families. That's amazing. I used to work for Byron Donalds in one of the most red districts ever. I would challenge AOC to hold a rally in Cape Coral. I know she won't do it because she doesn't have that strong conviction to go into the lion's den and defend them. So Donald Trump is amazing what he's doing in these communities. And when you listen to these man on the street interviews, no one thought Trump would ever do this. They're just so in awe that he would take the time to visit them in a community that's so overlooked. You have a former president of the United States, billionaire, American mogul. Everyone knows who Donald Trump is. And amongst everything that they're throwing at him, he is making time to go to the South Bronx. It's incredible.
Last question for you, Harrison, because I know you got to run, and the black vote in particular, and the fact that I know you saw CNN's Harry Enten freaking out the other day saying that if this trend continues, Trump's going to do better with the black vote than any president ever. The black vote, my friend said this the other day. She said, you know, the black vote in this country may save this country. And thank God for that fact. Right. And you've got black patriots for Trump, and then you've got these white, woke, liberal protesters interrupting them and, you know, trying to tell them why they're wrong. And I think that there is a moment happening right now where black Americans have said, we're not afraid, and we're not going to just sit here and let you tell us what we're supposed to do or who we're supposed to be. Biden saying, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. You know, Joy Reid and the ladies on The View, you know, lecturing people about how, you know, Charlemagne the God telling Charlemagne he's got to endorse Biden. I think people are sick and tired of being belittled like that and being told what to do by elite white liberals.
Right, 100%. And you know, black people, they don't want to be told what to do. But the thing about it, it's like, okay, they're looking back and saying, I've been voting Democrat my whole life. Nothing's really changed. Why not try out Trump? And the thing about it is, okay, the black community, they're giving you the vote. But what do they get out of it? They get 100,000 plus illegal immigrants in their cities.
Right.
Their schools that are already crap are now being clogged with people that don't even speak English. Their rec centers that were originally created to keep their kids off the street are now migrant housing facilities. And the list goes on. So black people are saying we feel like second class citizens in this country. And, you know, for the longest time, the left has always perpetuated this narrative that blacks are, you know, second class citizens, that they're treated differently, that the system is going against them. And here they are perpetuating a actual system that is putting them behind. And they're realizing it every single day. And you look at the job market, these illegal immigrants, especially in the inner city, they are taking jobs away from minority communities, and they know it. And they don't want anything to do with it. And that's why you're going to see historic levels of minorities coming in to support the Republican Party. And I hope it's not top of the ticket. I hope it's down ticket too. If we can flip some congressional seats, make things tighter. You know, Pennsylvania is on the map. The yep. suburbs of Philly are on the map. We all need to go out and vote. And I know President Trump has been out there talking about early voting, mail-in ballot, you know, voting on Election Day. We have to make sure we get our people out there to vote. If we don't vote, we're giving up our country to the left, and we have to just get our neighbors, get our friends, get our siblings, our parents and children out to the polls on November 5th and before.
Harrison Fields, thank you, my man. I appreciate you coming on the show. Please come back and see us again, okay?
Will do. God bless. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour on the Rich Cioli Show. Brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. A premier full-service resort and conference center. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
And we'll be back at the Grand Hotel live on Friday, June 21st. So join us for that. It's going to be a great show, as our live shows always are. And this is our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. So please join us Friday, June 21st. Mark your calendar, make your midweek stay reservations, and you can hang out with us on that Friday. So it'll be a lot of fun. Okay, a bunch of stuff to get to that I need to share with you here. First of all, you know, there was a couple other stories that came to my attention right before we got on the air today. Media Matters laying off dozens of staff members is fantastic. If you remember what those slime balls over there did, and they are some of the worst people ever, they manipulated the algorithm of Twitter X. They manipulated that algorithm so that big sponsors, big corporate advertisers were thinking that their sponsored ads were showing up next to these wacko white supremacist neo-Nazi guys with no followers and no voice whatsoever. Because what they would do is they would follow these fringe lunatics, and then they would follow the corporate accounts. So let's say it's Warner Brothers, for example. They follow Warner Brothers and then, you know, some cosplay neo-Nazi guy. And they would just follow them. And so they would see tweets from Warner Brothers and from the cosplay guy. And they would take screenshots of that, and they would send it to Warner Brothers and go, this is where your ad's showing up. And it was a manipulation, and it was a lie. And they were manipulating the algorithm to do that. Because you see what you follow, and you see what content interests you. And so if you're following somebody like that, you're going to see that, and you're going to see ads. It's not that and if you're following a bunch of people, you're going to see a bunch of different tweets. They were specifically following fringe people who were hateful people, and then only following those big advertisers for the purposes of being able to see those tweets side by side, for the purposes of taking the pictures and then sending them to the advertisers. And the advertisers were canceling because they said, we don't want to be associated with this. And Elon Musk fought back, and he went after them in court. There was a federal probe and a lawsuit as well. And staffers, some of who have been with that vile group Media Matters for years, took to social media announcing their sudden departure from the outlet. The layoffs followed federal probes filed by Republican attorneys general Ken Paxton of Texas and Andrew Bailey of Missouri into Media Matters for fraudulent activity by allegedly manipulating data on the site formerly known as Twitter. Musk filed the defamation lawsuit against Media Matters in federal court in November, as the site has accused the outlet of knowingly manufacturing images showing advertisements from major corporations alongside posts made by white supremacists and neo-Nazis. Here's one of the staffers who's now been laid off. Quote, bad news, I've been laid off from Media Matters along with a dozen colleagues. There's a reason far-right billionaires attack Media Matters with armies of lawyers. They know how effective our work is, and it terrifies them. Uh-huh. Right. Exactly right. After nearly 4 years of working at Media Matters, I got laid off. So if anyone is looking for researchers with video experience, drop a line. You're not a researcher. You are a manipulator. That's what these people were doing. They were manipulating and lying to people for the purposes of trying to interfere with Twitter's business. Tortious interference of their business. That's what they were doing. And so all these people are now tweeting out going, please hire me. Please hire me. Jared Holt, tweeted out, layoffs at Media Matters today. Lots of smart people available for jobs right now. They're not that smart, Jared, because they worked at Media Matters. And they were there to take things out of context and twist the conversation. They used to do this Rush years ago. They would take a line from one of Rush Limbaugh's monologues, and then what they would do is they would take that out of context and they would make a story out of that and then try to go after Rush's advertisers. And they would do this for years. They're a vile organization and they're funded by the likes of people like Soros and others, and they've got billionaires on their side funding them. And all Elon Musk was trying to do was level the playing field. And that's exactly why what Media Matters did was so incredibly wrong. So good riddance. I hope the whole site shuts down. They're terrible. They're absolutely terrible. And they are among the worst. Here's something else I wanted to share with you as well. There is a WhatsApp. I don't know if you use any of these secret apps like Signal or WhatsApp or Telegram or anything like this. These apps let you have conversations that are private, and then the ability to keep prying eyes out of them is really why people use them. They also use them for other purposes too, you know, but I know a lot of political people, for example, who communicate on Signal because it's a way that they can have conversations and they can avoid the prying eyes of government. Or so we thought till we found out that the person behind it has a big background in the national security state. Well, there's a WhatsApp vulnerability that lets the government see who you message. And engineers warned Meta, which I guess now owns WhatsApp, that nations can monitor chats. And staffers are fearing that this is now something that's going to be a thing. So just remember, the big government is always trying very, very hard to know what you're saying and what you're thinking at all times. And they're not going to rest until they know what you're saying and what you're thinking at all times. Okay? Because that's what they're doing. In New Jersey, I wanted to mention to you that King Philip the Unaccountable, his royal ruggedness, has blown up the property tax cap. This is what the governor has done, his latest king move. Right now in New Jersey, there's a cap of 2% on annual increases for property taxes. That's because New Jersey taxpayers know this. We have the highest property taxes in the country. Well, now the king, not through a law change, but through his executive decree, has decided that certain school districts will now be able to raise local property taxes by up to 10%. Well, to be accurate, it's 9.9%. The new law is directed at localities dealing with cuts in state aid, and it permits the override only for the coming school year. The higher new rate will become the new baseline, though. So it doesn't go back. And this is a scam, because what they do is they purposely figure out where they're going to cut aid to schools. They do this for two reasons. One, to punish legislators they don't like. Two, in coordination with the towns who want to raise their property taxes so that they can say to them, well, you got to cut, so now you can raise your property taxes up to 10%. And then it stays there and it doesn't go back down. So it's another scam that's happening in the Garden State of New Jersey. We'll have Dave McCormick on the show again very, very soon. I do like his chances in this race for U.S. Senate. People are freaking out over they're freaking out over the fact that Nikki Haley said she's going to vote for Donald Trump. And they are just losing their mind over this idea. Now, she didn't endorse him, according to Henry. She said she was going to vote for him. But whether or not that's an endorsement or just her personal preference. I thought about that all last night, by the way. I kept saying that if I come on the radio and I tell the audience tonight, if I tell the Zioli Army that I'm ordering pineapple pizza, that would be an endorsement of pineapple pizza. Would it not?
No, because you could be doing it to destroy it.
What?
You could have just made a statement by ordering this pizza and then not even eating it, just destroying it.
Well, then I would tell the audience I'm going to order a pineapple pizza and destroy it. I don't understand. And by the way, just for the record, just so you don't panic, you have a better chance of me endorsing Biden and shaving my head to get a CNN weekend gig than of me ordering pineapple pizza tonight. Just so you know.
Can we pause for a second? So, Henry, your theory is that Nikki Haley told the entire world she was going to vote for Donald Trump's in hopes that she would scuttle his campaign?
No, I guess not. I mean, that's kind of apples to oranges, yeah. But yeah, I don't know. It wasn't exactly this. It wasn't exactly a ringing endorsement from Nikki. Is kind of what I was getting at.
You wanted a bell? You wanted to endorse Drew Sam Trump? Ding, ding,
well,
ding.
Well, it was like,
ding, ding,
what
ding.
What was the clip? It was basically like, who would you vote for between the two? And she just said like negative things about both. But she was like, if I had to, I guess I'd vote Trump.
I
didn't see it as an endorsement. It was more like,
she doesn't have to. There's nothing forcing her to do it. She could vote for nobody. She could stay home. She could keep her mouth shut. She doesn't have to say anything, right?
I guess, but if you're asked that question, you're not going to say, I'm not voting. That probably doesn't look good if you want to run for office again someday.
You could say, I haven't decided yet, or I'm not going to say anything yet.
I don't know. Would that suffice
this
as an answer?
So
would that
Matt,
crowd
this is
go
so
after
dumb.
Him?
I feel like my head is going to explode.
I'm not some sort of political commentator here. I was giving my thoughts on the matter.
But you, is it fair to say you unendorsed the Beetlejuice movie?
Sure.
Okay, so by you saying you think it's going to be bad, that's an unendorsement, correct?
Yeah.
So if you said you were going to go see the Beetlejuice movie, you would be endorsing seeing the Beetlejuice movie, right?
No, it would be endorsing it if I came back and said, hey, that was a good movie, you should go see it. If I said I'm going to see it, it doesn't mean you should too.
So Haley can't officially endorse Donald Trump until 2028 when his time in his office is up and she decides he did a good job.
No, I want her to like go on stage with him if you're going to endorse him. Like, you know,
okay, well,
hold each other's hands up in like victory. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Well, fair enough. I agree that she should do that. But in your mind, her coming out and saying, I'm voting for Donald Trump is not an endorsement.
Yeah, given the context of this conversation, I don't think it's an endorsement.
I have it if you want to listen to it again.
Yeah, let's hear it. Go ahead.
These issues, these national security critical issues that you've described today, who do you think would do a better job in the White House, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Who would do a better job? Right?
As
who would do a better
voter.
Job mm-hmm, as a voter?
I put my priorities on a president who's going to have the backs of our allies and hold our enemies to account.
Okay.
Who would secure the border, no more excuses. A president who would support capitalism and freedom. A president who understands we need less debt, not more debt. Trump has not been perfect on these policies. I've made that clear many, many times. But Biden has been a catastrophe. So I will be voting for Trump.
Now, if I say tonight, pineapple pizza or pepperoni pizza, pineapple pizza is a catastrophe and a disgrazia, and it is a cultural appropriation of my food, I will be ordering pepperoni pizza. How is that not an endorsement of pepperoni pizza over pineapple pizza, Henry?
Because you just said he's been, you know, he's not perfect. She said that, but if she had to, she would eat pepperoni pizza.
Can I add?
She's not. Well, I mean, if I'm starving to death, I guess if it's been the 39 days and I haven't eaten, I guess maybe. But it doesn't have to be. I didn't say who's perfect. Who are you gonna vote for?
Can I also just add that she actually tweeted out this response that she was going to vote for Donald Trump? Does that make it an endorsement in
That's
your
better.
Henry says
That's
they
better.
Have to hold hands first. Until they hold hands, it doesn't count as an endorsement. That's the standard now. You have to hold hands.
The Henry standard.
At least
the
come
Henry
out on standard. Stage.
The Henry standard of politics, you have to hold hands. Well, based on that, you got to wonder why the corporate media is freaking out. Here's a little bit of Nicole Wallace, who can't believe Nikki Haley just endorsed Trump. This is the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Two locations serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. They certainly looked at it as an endorsement. Cut number two.
Nikki Haley in 2015 said, quote, Donald Trump is everything I taught my children not to do in kindergarten. I taught my little ones, you don't lie and make things up. She ended up serving in his administration.
Who are these people?
On January 6th, she called it an ugly day. She then went and said a couple months later that she wouldn't run against him for president. She ended up running for president. And then we saw Nikki Haley, while her husband was deployed to Africa with the U.S. Armed Services, mocked by Donald Trump for being away. And it was the words of Nikki Haley that were very explicit about Donald Trump. Said in part that they were disgusting, awful, unhinged, and said that somebody that makes comments like that doesn't deserve to be commander in chief. Her own husband got on social media and fired back and said the difference between humans and animals, animals would never allow the dumbest ones to lead the pack. His allies pushed extramarital affair rumors about her. This is somebody who suggested that she may not even be eligible to run for president because her parents are immigrants. And today, her announcing that she's going to vote for Donald Trump is just, I think, another chapter in something that we've already lived out with the likes of Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio 8 years ago. She did raise her hand in that Republican debate and said that she would vote for a convicted felon if Donald Trump was found guilty. And today is evidence that she's sticking to her word.
We need shrinks and cult experts to explain this, because with what you're reporting, it doesn't make a lick of sense to me. And it's so recent. I mean, J.D. Vance in 2015 said something similar. But for her and
no,
her husband.
No, you don't need shrinks and cult leaders. It's not an endorsement. She didn't hold his hand. She didn't endorse him. Okay. And it won't be an endorsement. So calm down, Nicole Wallace. It's not an endorsement unless she gets on stage and holds his hand. If there's no hand holding, it's not an endorsement. So hold off on the shrink leaders, the shrink cult leaders, and the shrink people. Hold off for the time being. Okay? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, these people are always wrong on these network shows, right? So the fact that she said it's an endorsement, wouldn't that make her wrong?
All right. Anyway, as we continue along the show here tonight, I have more things to get to. Feel free to weigh in, though, on social media, at Rich Zeoli, if you think it was an endorsement or not. Or you can comment along on our YouTube page, where Secret Squirrel wants everybody to know their pronouns, I guess. Apparently, I guess. Okay. Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. We broadcast from the Cherry Hill Volvo studios, where relationships matter, and they do matter. That's because Cherry Hill Volvo stands with us at Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Now, they have a plethora of Volvos in stock, and they're beautiful cars, and they're great cars. But most importantly, the experience is what you're going to love. Now, Judith Krupnik, her dad started the dealership in the 1960s, long overdue for a renovation. And renovations always come a little bit of dust and headaches. So to make it up to you, they are extending their already aggressive incentives and pricing and doubling down with their renovation extravaganza sales event. And if you're a Costco member, you get an additional $1,000 off a brand new Volvo. So go see them today. They're right on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. They are the region's most accessible Volvo dealership and the only Volvo dealership that stands with us at Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. So what are you waiting for? Judith, Yosef, the entire team will take great care of you. And they will make sure that whether it's the S-Class or the XC40, the XC60, which I'm driving now, the XC90, the third row car that Bridget drives with the kids and takes them down the shore nice and safe and sound. Either way, you'll have a great experience. You'll be in good hands, and you'll have aggressive pricing, promotions, incentives. And Costco members, you get the additional $1,000 off. Only at Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill, where relationships matter.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
All right, so Democrats love to use federal power against people they don't like. We know this. But if you've been paying attention, and I know you have because you're a smart person, that's why you listen to this program, 5 days a week, most weeks, not tomorrow, although I will be on 12 to 3 p.m. filling in for Dana Loesch on her nationally syndicated show. And then kids are off from school, so we're going to have a little family weekend. We have a best of plan for you on Monday and then back, of course, on Tuesday. So the thing about them, they love regulation. They love to make scapegoats out of things. Chuck Schumer today announced that he wants an investigation into big oil for price gouging on gasoline. So remember how they went after supermarkets? And they said that supermarkets, they were price gouging on purpose, driving up grocery store prices. So when I went through the McDonald's prices with you before and the Taco Bell prices and the Chick-fil-A prices, and I went through all this with you and I said the 200% increase in the price of a cheeseburger from 2019 to 2024. Well, the argument from Democrats is it's not Joe Biden's economy. It's just that they're all colluding together, big fast food, to raise prices so that they can all get greedy. And supermarkets are doing the same thing. And because these people have no understanding of basic economics, they don't understand that if that was the case, it would give somebody an opportunity to drastically cut the competition. I mean, let's say hypothetically, Wegmans and ShopRite and Winn-Dixie, Publix, they were all colluding, right? The four big supermarket chains were all colluding to keep grocery prices high. Well, then doesn't that open an opportunity up for Rostelli's to come in and say, we're going to undercut them by 50%? I mean, if it's all made up, if the prices are not real, if they're just getting on the phone together or maybe in back channel Gmail chats, like the bureaucrats of the NIH to evade FOIA. And they're all talking, all the supermarket evil CEOs, and they're saying, we can all raise prices by 50%. Mwahaha, we'll all get rich together. Doesn't one of them turn around and go, actually, if you guys do that, we're gonna cut our prices by 50%. We're gonna keep our prices the same. We're gonna have more sales to compete with you and take your customers? See, that's how people who understand economics would view that situation. If the big fast food companies were all colluding to try to make more money and they were all in on it together, then Burger King is going to come out and say the Whopper's 99 cents. Because we don't really need to charge $5 for it. It's made up by all the CEOs of our competitors. So to win all of the business that these other fast food companies are about to lose, we're going to drastically undercut them. I mean, it's economics 101. But it's the same thing they're doing in Canada. Little Fidel is up there, Justin Trudeau. And I didn't say he was Castro's son, for the record. I just said Little Fidel. It's a nickname I have for him. Yeah, I didn't, for the record, did not say he is the bastard love child of Justin Trudeau. I didn't say that.
No.
I did not say that his mom played Naked Twister with Fidel Castro and got pregnant and had a child that looks just like Fidel Castro. I didn't say those things.
No, we didn't say those things. We don't believe.
No. Just like I didn't announce that Jack Carr is coming to Bucks County on June 25th, because we have not made the official announcement yet. Okay? So where Little Fidel, no relation to Fidel Castro, his biological father.
No.
Okay, now I crossed the line. All right, so I went too far there. So allegedly, that's right.
Alleged, we can get away with.
Yeah, so I've heard. And by the way, Naked Twister in Cuba, from what I've heard back then, was a lot of fun because they would play the mambo when they were doing it. Anyway, she liked pineapple pizza and upside down pineapples, pink flamingos, and red Adirondack chairs. I'm just saying. There might have been some swinging going on in those days. But so they go after the grocery store chains and they blame them because they have no understanding of basic economics. And this now they're doing the same thing with big oil. That big oil's all colluding to keep prices high. It's not Biden's energy policies. It's not the fact that Biden's not allowing drilling. It's not the fact that Biden has been doing everything he possibly can. And they all have to raise the price of gasoline so that you switch to an EV while at the same time subsidizing the hell out of EVs. It's not any of those things. It's the greed of big oil. So here's Chuck Schumer when he's not busy going after Tide Pods or suing over scented Zin pouches or whatever else he's after. Now it's big oil. Take a listen.
So next week I'll be sending a letter to DOJ. Calling on them to investigate and prosecute collusion and price fixing that may have increased gasoline, fuel, and energy costs based on the report done by the FTC when they unfortunately allowed Mobil to merge with Pioneer, which I thought was a bad idea. The federal government must use every tool at our disposal to investigate the oil industry, hold accountable liable actors, end illegal activities. There's something wrong, very wrong, when big oil companies rake in the cash by polluting the atmosphere and at the expense of the American people. So we Democrats are going to keep working to shine the spotlight on big oil and hold them accountable. And I thank again all of our leaders who got here together.
So again, it's a big scam. It's a big scandal. And they're just inflating their prices. It's not Biden's policies. Same thing with food. Here's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who's very upset with the crowd of people in the South Bronx right now, even though she's not Sandy from the block. She's not from the Bronx, but she pretends to be for her street cred. Anyway, she's also parroting the narrative that this is greed. This is just greed, and that's all it is, because they all say the same thing. Take a listen.
We checked in with the Trump campaign yesterday, asked them about their strategy in choosing to come to the Bronx for the rally. Here's what the campaign told us.
President Trump is going to speak directly to locals in the Bronx, in the borough, about how their lives have worsened under Joe Biden's policies, particularly Bidenomics, which has led to the highest inflation in a generation.
As you consider the message that Trump might deliver, will he find some New Yorkers receptive to that? How much of this crowd do you think is an out-of-town crowd versus a Bronx crowd?
I mean, I suspect there's going to be a lot of out-of-towners there. And listen, we have a big diverse city. I'm sure someone will be showing up supportive. But even in the hit on the economic point, we just saw that the former president met with oil executives last week saying, hey, you give me $1 billion and I'll make sure that you get the policies that are favorable to raising gas prices and making sure that a lot of these companies continue to price gouge without proper oversight or regulation. And so the idea that he'd be bringing those down when he's cashing in from the same folks that are bringing those prices up, I think is a little bit suspect. And
now let's think about this now for understanding. The policies that will help them price gouge. So they hate oil. They hate gasoline. They want you driving an electric vehicle. But now they're going to defend the price of gasoline and try to act like they're doing everything they can to protect it so you don't have any more pain at the pump. And the policies that let you price gouge or the policies that let you drill for more oil, in which case then there's more oil and we don't have to be so reliant on foreign countries. And then the price of gasoline doesn't have to be so impacted by external events, for example. But they don't see it that way. They don't see it that way. It's the same reason why my favorite headline of the day today is that America's mother-in-law, Elizabeth Warren, defeated by Big Sandwich, Senator Warren launches attack on Big Salami. I got you big salami right here. I got you big salami right over here. By the way, interestingly enough, it was a Cuban salami that led to Justin Trudeau.
No.
Cuban salami sandwich that he ate at the prime minister's residence.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what you thought I was, where I, you thought I was going with that.
Sorry, that's my fault.
It's your own sick mind, Matt DeSantis. I can't. So she failed in a battle against people who own sandwich shops. You know, she tried to go after them. Now she's targeting people who make and sell sandwich ingredients. So watch yourself, big salami. This is from James Freeman over at the Journal. He said, as high prices continue to afflict consumers, Elizabeth Warren is finding culprits everywhere except in Washington, D.C. Here's what she posted to X this week. Quote, 78% of Americans support taking action against giant food producers that engage in price fixing. I sent a letter to President Biden urging the administration to create a task force to investigate grocery chains and giant food producers that raise prices to pad their profits. And of course, it was signed along with Senator Bernie Sanders, who freaks out young college interns with his salami. It's very, very unsurprising that they're doing this. The letter is also discouraging because it suggests that the various signers assume that inflation is going to be haunting us for a while. Dear President Biden, we write to encourage the Biden-Harris administration to continue taking robust actions to lower food prices for American families. The federal government should use every possible tool to lower food prices. You notice how Chuck Schumer said the federal government should use every tool to go after big oil and price gouging. See what I mean? We believe you can exercise your executive authority to take additional actions to address rising food prices without congressional action. Americans are facing sky-high food prices caused by excessive price gouging by food and grocery giants. A small group of players dominate the grocery industry. Four grocery retailers account for over a third of national grocery sales, the letter states. Now, a helpful footnote links to a 2023 report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture that pegs the percentage at 34% as of 2019. But ask yourself this question, all right? If a small group of players, four grocery retailers, account for about 40% of the market. Doesn't that mean that the other 60% of the market is dominated by other grocery stores? And isn't this an amazing opportunity for those other grocery stores to undercut the big four by drastically cutting prices? I mean, think about it. Would you drive an extra 10, 15 minutes if it meant you could save 50% off your grocery bill? I'm pretty sure you would, even though big oil is price gouging you and making your gas prices higher, and no gas station or oil company can lower their prices to try to capture the market. This is why these people just simply don't understand economics, and why they want and hope you're stupid enough to believe that this is all some sort of conspiracy by big food and by big grocery. She went after Big Sandwich recently as well. You know, she got triggered because Subway was going to be acquired by Roark Capital in a deal that the sandwich chain's chief executive said will help spread tens of thousands of new locations around the world. And they don't like that fact because Inspire Brands brought Dunkin' Donuts for $8.8 billion. They own Arby's, Buffalo Wild Wings. Feels like an Arby's night, by the way. Sonic Drive-In and Jimmy John's is one of the largest U.S. restaurant groups with more than 32,000 locations. She doesn't like Focus Brands Group because they own Auntie Anne's, Carvel, Cinnabon, Jamba, McAllister's Deli, Moe's Southwest Grill, and Schlotsky's Deli. She doesn't like any of these big sandwich companies, and she doesn't want any of them to acquire any more, and she doesn't want any of them to come along and have more sandwich shops. So there, she got the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, to investigate if the $10 billion purchase of Subway creates a sandwich shop monopoly. And now she's going after Big Salami. And now she's going after grocery stores. And none of these people think about it and ever say to themselves, wow, you know, we could undercut Subway and start our own sandwich shop and charge 50% less because these prices are all made up just to screw you as a consumer. Unbelievable. All right. Well, that's why Democrats don't understand economics, and it's why we just have to get them out of office. All right. Got a big fourth and final hour coming up straight ahead. Trump's rally is going to be starting. I've got audio from people who are at the scene. It is an amazing turnout of black voters and Hispanic voters. We're also going to talk to a U.S. Senate candidate in New Jersey. He's running in the Republican primary on June 4th. We'll have that conversation with Justin Murphy. He'd like your vote if you're a Republican in New Jersey. And that, of course, is a election contest that matters for the whole country because it's Bob Menendez, the crook. All right. Now, I do want to tell you that thanks to my friends at Garden State Earthworks, we now have a dry backyard. And it's a beautiful thing because we used to have our backyard look like a swamp. And then my buddy Lou Vargo from Garden State Earthworks came to the house, drained the water away once and for all. This is the second time we've used them in two different houses. First time was 10 years ago. We had a wet basement. Garden State Earthworks came to the house. Lou Vargo looked me in the eye and said, "You'll never have another drop of water in this basement again." He's a man of his word. Never did. And since then, we became buddies. Over the years, we've become very good friends. In fact, if you ever go to his wine cellar, I mean, he and his dad are great. They make wine. They make homemade Italian wine in their backyard. And he has a big trailer in the back where they make the wine. And you'll see a Zioli Army sticker. And I also wrote Official Zioli Army Wine Headquarters. Lou's a fantastic guy. And so I hope you will go see him and go see him today or call him today, as a matter of fact. 856-848-4444. 856-848-44 is the number, and GardenStateEarthworks.com is where you go. GardenStateEarthworks.com. He's the best. Don't trust a landscape company when it comes to your backyard. Don't trust a landscape company when it comes to your drainage issues. You need the experts. Now, they're super busy right now, but if you reach out to them, they will make you a priority because I sent you. So tell them I sent you. 856-848-4444 or GardenStateEarthworks.com. Now, the big story of the hour, though, is still this rally in the Bronx. The Democrats are very upset by it. It's brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com, with two locations to serve you. Our fourth and final hour straight ahead. Don't go away.
Rich Zioli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.